He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. We are on show 306. We have an interesting venue for you today. I must tell you that it's starting to heat up in Arizona. Yesterday it was 108. Today it's supposed to be 107. And tomorrow it's supposed to be 109. But it's a dry heat, and it's okay. It's okay. Today we're going to do an interesting show. Actually, I'm going to talk about what I think is the rage around the world right now, and I may have covered it a year or two, but these little boxes have come into its own, and let's take a quick peek at it. It's called the Smart Android TV Box. Now, these come in a variety of different configurations, and you're probably saying, what is it? What do I need it for? Well, you don't need it, but you're probably going to want one after we get through with this review. It's a pretty interesting device, so let's get right into it. And I think you're going to be pretty amazed if you're not familiar with it. As I said, these are the rage of the country today. These come in all sizes, shapes, sorts, and colors, and we'll talk a little bit about this. But basically, if you have a Droid phone, a Droid operating system, this is pretty much the same thing, but it's its own computer. It's in its own little box, and it also has a lot of connectivity, so you can connect it to HDMI, you can operate this on Wi-Fi, you can operate this on an Ethernet cable, and it has a lot of functions, if you will. So let's open the box, and again, there are probably, and I'm not exaggerating, 500 to 1,000 different configurations of this box. Some have more memory, some have less memory, but this particular box is 4K. It's going to give you 4K resolution. It's H.264. I'm sorry, H.265, and it's a 4-core memory, and of course, it's a 2.4 gig Wi-Fi. So let's open it up, and this is what you get. This is the brains right here. This is the actual computer, and this is a totally functional computer. And you get a little guidebook in here. It's actually a guide sheet, and it just shows you what comes in the box and where all the various connectors are. We'll take a quick peek at that, and then if you open this up, you get a lot of other stuff in the box here. We'll just spill that out. So you're going to get a dandy little remote control, which is functional. It's not the best, it's not the worst, and we'll talk about this. You have some options here. And they also throw in an HDMI cable, which is a nice thing to do. And here's your, of course, your power supply. And power supply, there's only one spot that can connect up, and that would be right there. So that's basically all you need to get going. So you're gonna plug it into the wall, and you're gonna take your HDMI cord here. You're gonna pull off these caps, like so, and this is only gonna be able to go into one place, which is your HDMI slot, and we'll put that cord right in there. And there you go. Now this other end of the connector here obviously is going to connect to your TV. It can be a monitor, it can be your computer monitor, it can be your television set. Literally anything that has an HDMI input, this will connect to. And that's pretty much it in terms of how you connect it up. So in less than 1 minute, you will have this connected up. You have a very bright light here, LED, that will show you that it's on. And of course, you're going to turn it on and off through your remote. Pretty self-explanatory. This one that I have is literally bare bones. I'm going to unplug these devices here so you can actually see some of the connectivity that the box actually has. So one of the things that I'll point out is that your Ethernet cord can go right there. And if you have a cord, if you don't have an Ethernet cord, this will connect very quickly with Wi-Fi. It brings up a nice menu. We'll take a look at that in a second. And also, here's your SPDIF. So if you have optical out, this actually will give you optical sound, which is kind of nice. And as I said, this is bare bones. This also has a USB port, so you can connect another drive to this, a thumbstick, whatever you want, via USB, and it instantly recognizes it. Now, it also will give you another USB port on the side, and right here, this will take a micro SD card, which is kind of neat. So a lot of ways to add connectivity. So if you have movies or photos, or you want to add a mouse and a keyboard, you have two USB slots right there that you can add those onto, and that really is very helpful. So some of the other boxes have more inputs, if you will. As I said, this one's bare bones, but don't let that scare you. And on the top right here is your on and off switch if you don't want to use the handy dandy remote control. So that's an overview as to what the connectivity is and how it works. Now, let's get into a little bit more as to the chemistry of these, what they're made up of. So I'm going to go over here, and these are just some pictures, and again, these are representative of what the boxes look like. They're all pretty much the same. They're all going to look very similar to this. You can literally put this in your pocket. It's very light, and a lot of them come with keyboards, and we'll get into that in a minute. You'll pay a little bit more, and it's worth it. And the keyboards are wireless. You can use a USB keyboard and a USB mouse, and actually, that's what I do. I have several of these boxes, and some of them I use the wireless keyboard. Some of them I just plug in, with a wire, a mouse, and a keyboard that has a wire on it, USB connector, and as I said, it connects right into this because it does have two USB connectors, and most of them do. So this gives you a pretty representative look. You'll get the keyboard, your remote control, and also obviously your box. And in terms of functionality, they're all pretty much the same. What you want to watch out for or be aware of is actually the memory that comes with them, the RAM and things like that. Now, where do you buy these? Well, you can buy them on Amazon for sure, and if you just look up smart TV box or Android box, you're gonna find these. They're very, very inexpensive. Now, this is just a representation of what's on eBay. So here's one for $60, here's one for $50, and here's one for $89. Some of them actually give you an antenna because you can bring down a local TV on them, and as I said, there's a million configurations. What separates them is really the processor and the amount of RAM that is inside of them. Also, some of them come preloaded with a ton of software. I mean a ton of software. And we'll get more into that in just a second. So you basically want to figure out what you want to pay. I would buy the fastest processor that you could afford. I would try to make sure that it has the latest Android load on it. You don't have to load a lot of things on these. They come fully, I mean fully packed. So you're probably saying, well, what can I do with it? Well, one of the things that you can do with it is you can watch TV. It's a browser. It will do YouTube. Pretty much anything that you can do with your smartphone, this little box will do that and then some. It's very, very functional. So if you have some kids and you don't want them using your Droid phone, you can get them a little monitor in the room or in your living room or wherever, and buy one of these little boxes, put a remote mouse on it or a wired mouse and a keyboard, and they can watch YouTube, they can play games. Any software whatsoever that's available on the Droid, you can put on this, whether it's paid software or free software or any other kind of software that you may have the opportunity to get, will load on this box and it will work really well. So it's a cheap computer, if you will. If they want to surf on the internet, this will definitely do it. So there's not much. In fact, I can't think of one thing with regards to the internet that this won't do. It will also play music. So for under $100, you can get these for $35 if you want. You're going to get a totally functional computer, and it's great. Now, if you travel, you can put this in your pocket, and you can take a stick along with you with your movies on it, and put it in here, and this will play your movies on a TV. You can plug right into the HDMI TV set on your vacation home or even at your hotel. Most of them have that. So it's very functional from that standpoint of view. Now, going a little bit further, and I only want to go a little bit further, you have the ability to install third-party software, and I'm not going to get into it too much, but the rage today is Kodi, and everybody's putting Kodi on these boxes. Now, Kodi, if you don't know, is a software app that's free to install on any Droid operating system, and it will bring you a variety of entertainment, of movies, of all kinds of things, and I'm not going to get into it. You can use your imagination. And these boxes many times come preloaded with Kodi. The latest version is 17.3. There are versions that are older than that, and they all kind of do the same thing. But if you're going to fool around with Kodi, you need to be careful. You need to know what you're doing. You need to know what's legal and what's illegal. And I'm not going to get into that. I'm just a gadget professor. I'm just telling you about technology today. So the latest version is 17.3 of Kodi, and some of these actually come loaded with it. Now, if you're buying one from Amazon or the Fire Stick or anything like that, which again is Droid based, you can install Kodi on there. They used to sell it with Kodi installed on it. They don't do that anymore because of legalities. So you can install it yourself, but don't expect to buy it from Amazon or any of the other name brand stores with it installed. Sometimes they install it and use a different name. So I'm just pointing these things out to you because a lot of people are curious about these boxes and what they'll do. So this is a typical menu of what would be on the smart box as soon as you opened it up. Certainly if you buy it from eBay, most of those boxes have all those things already installed because a lot of these come from foreign countries, China, so on and so forth. And you really just have to plug them in, turn them on, and away you go. So this is what the interface would look like. You have your Google Play Store right there. So if you click on that, again, any app that's available on your Google Play Store, you're going to be able to load and totally use functionally on these little boxes. And I don't care whether you spend $100 for this box or $35 for this box. It will work quite well. You have a browser. You can search the internet. You can watch your videos. You can see all your apps that are loaded. Here you'd go into settings, you'd set the time, you'd set whether you want to have a wired Ethernet connection or a Wi-Fi. This particular person decided to put Kodi on there. That's what the interface looks like. Here's your music, and you can watch Netflix, SkyLive. There are probably 100,000, I kid you not, 100,000 apps or more that you could put on these little devices. And this is what a typical menu would look like. So you have your maps. They have Miracast on here. You can watch your 4K movies. You can play videos. You can watch your home movies on this. You can watch, actually, if you do any traveling and have the files from your phones, your smartphones, you can load all of those photos and videos onto these boxes and play them on the big TV, and it looks great. You can start, you can stop, you can have automatic play. So these little boxes are quite functional and quite interesting. And if you're into entertainment, if you're into movies or videos or TVs, even television from foreign countries, if you install that Kodi app, you will be able to pull all those in and stream them, and it works really, really well. And I'm not going to get into how to install Kodi or some of the upgrades that you can put over that. One of them that comes to mind would be titanium. I don't tell you how to do that. It's involved, and you can do it. There's YouTube videos by the thousands out there, and I promise you, you will be frustrated. But if you have some patience, you will figure it out and learn how to do it. Another thing that I strongly advise, and I advise this to everybody, no matter what you're doing on your internet, is to use a VPN, a virtual private network. And what the virtual private network does is it isolates what you're doing from the eyes of your ISP or anybody else. And, we're all keenly aware of hacking and people looking into your information and what you're doing and what you're not doing. And I think, at least here in the United States, we deserve some level of privacy. And I would urge you, if you're using these boxes and if you're putting software on it, and I don't care what you put on it, I would urge you to use a VPN. And there's a bunch of them out there, and it's going to cost you like $50 unlimited for life. So they're well worth it. And anytime you surf on the net, anytime you browse or perhaps watch some entertainment, whatever it may be, you're going to go through that virtual private network, and that essentially hides your IP address, and no one can know what it is that you're doing. So if you want to correspond to your mom, and you don't want anybody to see that, or you don't want to run family videos or sporting events like your soccer game or whatever, no one knows what you're doing because you're using a VPN. So I highly urge that. So in closing, these boxes are well worth it. If you need an extra computer, you want a portable computer, you want a device that will play your home movies, your home videos, you want to surf the internet, you want to play music, you want something that will keep your kids occupied safely, these devices are just perfect for that. And for those people out there who want to experiment with the latest in software and the latest in technology and the latest in craziness, knock yourself out. Again, for under $100, you will have a blast with these things. And there's a learning curve, but it's not that steep. And if you don't want to deal with the learning curve, 99% of these, certainly any of these boxes that you buy on eBay, are going to come fully loaded with days, months of entertainment on it already. So if you're looking for a cool present for a graduate, it's June, or just a fun gift for someone, a teenager or a young adult, or even yourself, this is a great fun gadget. And I love these things. I got them all over the house. In fact, I might even give my son-in-law one of these. I think it's his birthday coming up. I don't know. We'll see. But I enjoy them. They're a lot of fun, and I like programming on them. It's a really cool tool for well under 100 clams. So definitely check that out. All right, it's time for the apps of the day. Here we go. Everybody likes the apps. All right, let's push that button. The first one that we have coming up today, and I actually put this on my my smartphone, my iPhone, and it's a cool app. It's called GIF Me. Did you ever see those? You take like three or four pictures and it overlays them and it kind of moves back and forth, and you wonder how you do that. Well, this is how you do that. This is going to animate your GIFs and your movies, and it's $2. But if you hurry up, it was free. I got this for free actually 2 days ago, and it may still be free, but you know what? It works real well, and it's worth $2. And you can have a lot of fun with it, and it's so easy to use. You can add a little enhancements on it, and if you do a lot of social media, you're gonna like this, and your friends are gonna think that you're a social media genius if you use this app. So definitely check that out. It's called GIF Me, not gift, GIF, G-I-F. All right, this is called iDrop Links, and interesting app. This is for the iOS. It was developed in Germany, and it's the world's first mobile application that allows sharing files from your iCloud drive. Yeah, so with iDrop's link, you can easily deploy your work and files to your colleagues, friends, or acquaintances by sending them the download link. So essentially what this is going to do is it's going to let you see what you have on your iCloud. And if you have a movie or pictures or some kind of documents, you're able to just create a link for that particular file and send it to someone, and then they'll have access to that data, that file. So it's quite a nice app. It is free, and I have used it twice now, and it works quite well. I'm surprised how easy it allows your friends who you send the link to access it. So if you have a need to do that, or you just want some more functionality, iDrop's links may very well be an app that you want to check out. Now, this app is not for everyone. In fact, it's probably for, I don't know, this show's heard in 172 countries around the world. Probably 7 people around the world would use this app, but it is neat, and someone recommended it for me. I don't use it, but someone recommended it that I talk about it, so I will. It's called RoboAdvisor. This is a free app, but it's an independent fiduciary accounting software that allows you to make investment decisions. So if you have a lot of brokerage accounts at Schwab or Fidelity or Vanguard or wherever it is that you do your banking, you know, folks, I do have some rich people that watch this show. Not many. I don't know why they would. But for you dudes out there that have those types of accounts, check this software out. It's very interesting, the logarithms, how they do that. And I think you'll find that a little, how shall I say, titillating. It's a nice app, and it's free. There you go. This one is a cool app. I don't know who thinks of these things, but you know, you're on your, where's my smartphone? Here it is, over here. But you know, you're taking a picture, and you could take a picture of yourself, a selfie, or you can use the camera that's facing that way and take a picture that way. Everybody knows that. This app is called Flipcam Pro, and it's free at the moment. And this will take simultaneously a shot of the front of the camera and the back of the camera. It's kind of a neat idea. So Flipcam is a fast camera to capture the entire moment with instant front and back shots. And it uses 3D force touch press gestures, so you can easily and quickly capture beautiful shots, record videos, and create and share a photo booth. So it's a clever, clever app. And I put it on my phone, and I kind of like it because it kind of gives you like a 360 view of what's going on in the front and the back of the camera. It's a very clever design, and I think you'll get a kick out of it. And it's free, so you can't accuse me of spending your money. All right, I don't know if you're into dreams. Dreams have always been fascinating to me, and I have some really strange ones. For a while, I was dreaming in full 3D Technicolor. And they were kind of neat, and when I woke up, I was able to remember them. I could never decipher them, but I would remember them. And lately, I've been having some really bizarre dreams, and I'm always wondering if that, you know, if you really can tell what they are, people can interpret them. Some people say they can't. I don't know. But here's some software called Lucid Dream Journal with sync. Dreambase is a minimalist dream journal that's easy on the eyes in the early hours. It offers iCloud sync, tags, filters, touch lock, and dream statistics. So the date of the dream can now be changed. You have dream editing, and you can recall your dreams. You get up and you talk about your dreams, and this analyzes it. And it's an interesting app if you're into that. I just loaded it. I don't know if I'm going to use it or not. One of these days, I'm going to take my iPhone and sit down and go through the 20,000 apps that I have on there and really see if I need them all. You know what? I probably don't. I have so many apps on the phone, I don't know what half of them do. You know, I'm like, what is this? What is this? And then I'm finding when I want to call up an app, like I have cameras all over the place, I can't remember which app I use to get to which camera. So I definitely got to do some app cleaning. And I don't know, one of these days when I'm on a plane and I have nothing else to do and my ADD kicks in, I will go through my apps. That should be fun. All right. Sorry for rambling on. Let's move on here. This one is called Simpler Pro. And I just used this. And man, did I need this. This is going to clean out all your contacts and keep everything nice so that you don't have redundant contacts and redundant phone numbers. And it works real well. If your address book is a mess, and mine was, now it's not, this app does wonders. So it's free at the moment. It's called Simpler Pro, and it's a smart contacts manager. And trust me, it will clean up really nicely your entire contact list. And man, did I need that. So there you go. And the last thing that I'm going to point out is just a little article, and it's kind of getting back to you know, people who are and let's just say watching movies on Kodi or whatever. You got to keep up on the data with this. This is a new hack threat that will be hiding in the movie subtitles, and subtitles for movies that you watch via Popcorn Time or similar services might spell trouble for you on the media device that you're using. They're now able to hack via the subtitles, put some nasty stuff on your device. So again, you always want to use some type of virus protection. You always want to keep your operating system clean, whether you're using a Mac, a PC, or a smartphone, unfortunately. You really want to maintain a clean operating system at all times. And that article will be an interesting read, and I'll put that on the show notes. So in closing, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will answer all your email. Have a great week. See you next Thursday.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.